The Real Issue, The Real Debates, an audio series on the Lincoln-Douglas debates, this time in Alton with Rodney Davis and Douglas Wilson, co-directors of the Lincoln Study Center at Knox College. Their book, The Lincoln-Douglas Debates, the Lincoln Study Center edition, gives us a new, more accurate record of the words and ideas expressed by Stephen Douglas and Abraham Lincoln running for a seat in the U.S. Senate from Illinois in the summer and fall of 1858. This is the seventh and final debate, Friday, October 15, 1858. Like the sixth debate in Quincy, this is another river town, Alton, Illinois. Rodney Davis takes us there.
Interestingly, Stephen A. Douglas and Abraham Lincoln boarded the steamer City of Louisiana and rowed the 115 miles downstream together on the night of October 14th, 15th. Whether they spoke to each other is not known. If they did, certainly we don't know what they had to say to each other. But at least they got off the boat at the same time, about 5 o'clock in the morning. And by mutual agreement, there weren't any welcoming demonstrations or receptions for either one of them. And this kind of put the quietus on very much of the way of demonstration or noisy partisan activity during that morning. There was very little of it at Alton. There were some bands playing, there were some paramilitary units that were demonstrating and that sort of thing. But for the most part, the scene was rather quiet. And it's tempting to think that really the debates, or interest in the debates, had kind of peaked the week before, perhaps at Galesburg, where the largest crowd turned out. The crowd at Alton was the next smallest, probably no more than 5,000 or so. That particular crowd met and listened to speakers who were on a stand that had been erected on the side of Alton's brand new City Hall, a place that was brand new in 1858, but which no longer stands. Alton, like Quincy, was both a railroad and a river terminal with connections that extended to the east and to the south. And, of course, it was also located across from slaveholding Missouri, further down into slaveholding Missouri than Quincy was. Alton was only 20 miles north, was and is only 20 miles north of St. Louis, and a couple of boatloads of spectators are known to have come up to hear the Alton debate from St. Louis. The local political situation in Madison County was essentially kind of mixed and complex. There was a strong contingent of nativist, so-called know-nothings that were politically active there. There was a strong German element that felt itself intimidated by the know-nothings. Lyman Trumbull had carried the county as a Republican politician not too long before. So again, it was a very, very complex kind of mixed political area where both Lincoln and Douglas were hoping to pick up some additional votes.
That's Rodney Davis of the Lincoln Study Center at Knox College. The Alton debate provides a good example of how the Lincoln Study Center edition of the debates is different from prior editions. A standard text of the debates is the 1908 edition by Edwin Sparks. Lincoln is talking about slavery. According to the Sparks edition, here's what Lincoln says. That is the real issue, the eternal struggle between right and wrong, between these two principles. One is the common right of humanity, and the other is the divine right of kings, the same spirit that says you work and toil and earn bread and I'll eat it. It is the same tyrannical principle, an apology for enslaving another race. Now, I've edited that bit of Lincoln myself to emphasize that the key word here is spirit. It's well known that the newspapers covering the debates were strongly partisan in their reporting. Democratic papers tried to make Douglas look good. Republican papers tried to make Lincoln look good. The question is, were they accurate in their debate transcripts? Did Lincoln really say spirit? Douglas Wilson explains.
There's an example of that in the Alton speech where a famous passage where Lincoln is saying what the real issue is. His paper has him saying, it's the same old spirit. And what he really said was, it's the same old serpent, because he'd been using the metaphor of the serpent in the same phrase, in the same context, in other speeches. But somehow, the reporter didn't get it, or the editor might have said serpent. That's not a good word to put in here. Let's make that spirit. But it's clear that he said serpent.
But Wilson and Davis are not rewriting the debates. Their editorial changes are justified, and Douglas Wilson says they are relatively few in number.
I think the great majority we would consider relatively minor, and relatively few absolutely crucial, that is that they really change the meaning very significantly. There are a few like that. The one I just mentioned is a good example.
Well, he uses that image not only here but elsewhere.
If you take what he says at Chicago and compare it with what he says at Alton, he's making exactly the same point with exactly the same metaphor. So I don't think there's any doubt that he said serpent. Spirit doesn't seem right, but I wouldn't be surprised if it was an editor who said, we don't want that serpent in there.
The debate at Alton on October 15 marked the end of the series. In 1858, U.S. senators were chosen by state legislatures, and Stephen Douglas won the election. But the debates boosted Abraham Lincoln's national prominence, and he was elected president in 1860. In the debates, Lincoln had defined the real issue. It was not about the power of states to regulate their domestic institutions, as if slavery were the employment of a household servant or a field hand. The real issue was the evil of slavery and whether people could agree to limit it, even if the means to end it was not in view. The end of the debates on October 15 came exactly a year and a day before abolitionist John Brown and his multiracial militia raided a federal arms factory in Harper's Ferry, Virginia, October 16, 1859. It was an omen that settling the issue would involve conflict. The real issue, the real debates, is a presentation of Knox College and the Lincoln Study Center at Knox College.